Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're conducting an opinion survey. So your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research and the efforts of local community-based organizations. So would you mind sharing your zip code?
48213.
48213?
What is it for?
Well, we're conducting a
48213.
survey. All right, thank
For
you.
what?
Well, we're conducting an opinion survey specifically about like the issues happening in the community, and it does lean a little bit into politics and like things that are happening right now in society. So would you mind sharing the year of your birth?
You wouldn't want my opinion because of the simple fact that I have somebody that works for Scripps.
That works for what?
For Scripps, for the television station.
Okay, all right. Well, I believe as of right now, those are not one of the questions that are kind of like beneficial to this, but if they are, I will let you know. And thank you so much for letting me know beforehand. So, would you mind sharing the year of your birth?
No, I'm 70.
All right. So, in terms of gender, do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Female, all right, thank you. Are you of any Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No? All right. Would you mind sharing your race?
I'm black.
Black? All right, thank you.
I'm
So, do you
full
have
American.
an... All right, thank you so much for specifying. So, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Yes? All right, thank you. So, as you may know, there will be an election for office, like President and U.S. Congress, this November. So, how likely would you say you're to vote in the November 2024 elections? Would you say you're an
Very
exact
likely.
amount? Very likely. So, you're going to vote? Definitely.
Yes.
All right, thank you. So, how do you plan on voting in the upcoming 2024 general elections? Would you say
A
you're going to vote?
Democratic ticket, so you don't even have to ask.
All right, but would you say you're going to vote by mail or vote in person on election day or
No,
vote
I
in person
vote
early?
absentee.
All right, so by mail, absentee mail-in ballot?
Yes.
All right, thank you. So no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Would you say, if you could rate it on a scale of 0 to 10, that the Black community has a lot of power to make a change, meaning a 10? Or a 0, meaning no power at all.
No, but I feel that if you don't vote, you shouldn't say anything because that means no to everything.
All right. So would you say, if you could rate it on a scale of 0 to 10, what do you think you would rate it?
I beg your pardon?
If you could rate it on a scale of 0 to 10, how do you think you would rate it?
The voting process?
Kind of like, so how much power do you feel like the Black community has to vote and make a change on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means a lot of
Probably
power.
a six.
6? All right, thank you. So could you please rate your level of motivation to vote for in this upcoming election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means you're not motivated at all, and a 10 means you're extremely motivated?
I'm always motivated to vote because if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. So I'm
All right.
always motivated to vote.
All right, so would that be a 10 then?
Yes.
All right, thank you. So now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means you like them, a 5 means neutral, and a 0 means you do not like them. And the first person is Joe Biden.
Yeah, I like Joe Biden, so it would be probably a 9.
9. All right, thank you. What about Mark Kelly?
Don't know him.
All right, no worries. What about Barack Obama?
I can't say I haven't heard of him, but I don't really know that much about him.
All right, no worries. So would you say that's like a neutral then? Because like you don't necessarily know that much about him?
I don't necessarily know that much about him.
All right. So what about Gretchen Whitmer?
I'd definitely vote for Gretchen Whitmer.
Would that be a 10 then?
It would be a 10.
All right. What about Donald Trump?
A 0.
0. All right. What about J.D. Vance?
Don't know him.
Tim Walz?
A 5.
Josh Shapiro?
Probably about a 5 too.
All right, thank you. And what about Kamala Harris?
Probably a 10.
A 10. All right, thank you. So on a scale of 0 to 10 in the past month, could you please rate how worried you've been about each of the following issues? A 0 would be that you haven't been worried about this at all. A 5 would be somewhat worried, and a 10 would be very worried. And the first issue is...
0.
All right. Well, the first issue is the conflict in Palestine.
I'm not really worried about that because I'm a Christian, and so I know that whatever God has for you is for you. Whatever he's going to do, he's going to do anyway, so I'm not worried about that.
So would you say...
I'm not worried about the White House. I don't care who they put in there. They put Mickey Mouse in there because whatever God says is going to be, that's what it's going to be.
All right. So would you say a 0 then? Not worried at all?
Not worried at all.
All right. What about the protection of Social Security or Medicare?
I'm not worried about that still, but I don't want to mess up with it because naturally I'm on it.
All right. So would you say like maybe a 5 then? Like you're somewhat worried?
It wouldn't even be a 5. It would probably be a 3 or 4.
3? All right. Thank you. So what about the availability of resources for K through 12 education?
Oh, that would be a big one for me because I used to be a preschool teacher. So that would probably be a 5.
5? All right, thank you. What about voter suppression in the 2024 elections that make it harder for certain people to vote?
I would be concerned about that because voter rights is something that a lot of people die for. So that would be a 5.
5? All right. What about lack of dependable transportation systems?
3.
3, all right. What about the affordability of housing?
Well, that would be a 5. There's too many homeless people.
All right, thank you. What about election and voter fraud in the 2024 elections?
I'm not concerned about that.
Would that be a 0 then?
That would be a 2, probably.
A 2? All right, thank you. What about the crime rate in your community?
That would be a 5.
The banning of Black history?
That still would be a 5 because why wouldn't you want the people to know what really, that's part of history. So why wouldn't you want them to know what really went on in history?
All right, thank you. What about passing federal legislation to protect voting rights?
What about changing it, you said?
Mm-hmm. Passing federal legislation to protect voting rights.
Oh, that would be a 5.
Inflation and the rising cost of goods and necessities?
That's a 5. You don't even have to go any further. That's definitely a 5 when you go to a market and a loaf of bread is $5.
All right. Thank you. So what about fighting discrimination and systemic racism?
5.
Racial profiling among police?
5.
Abortion access for women in this country becoming more restricted.
That would definitely be a 5. How are you phrasing that? Are you saying for or against?
Well, I believe this one is being kind of like just how worried about you of it becoming restricted. So I'm guessing this would be for abortion because it's abortion access for women in this country becoming more restricted. So how worried about it?
No,
how worried are you?
5.
5?
That would be a 5 because I don't feel anybody but the Lord has the right to tell the woman what to do with her body between her and the Lord.
All right, thank you. So I know it's still like a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for who would you vote for? For Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, or a third-party candidate like Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Kamala Harris because you got to figure what's the less of the evils.
All right. And would you say you're voting for Kamala Harris to vote for her, or is it because you're voting against Donald Trump?
I'm voting for her.
All right. Thank you. So as of today, Vice President Harris is not officially a nominee for the Democratic Party, but it is assumed that she will be during the Democratic National Convention. So if Vice President Harris fully secures a nomination as a Democratic candidate for President of the U.S., would that make you much more motivated to vote for her? Or somewhat more motivated?
I would vote for her either way. any kind of way that she would be on the ballot, I would vote for her.
All right, so it will make no difference then?
No.
All right, thank you. So compared to last month, are your feelings about the Democratic Party more favorable or less favorable?
No,
it can be in general.
I feel like the Democratic Party was doing their job at first. People fail to realize that the president or whoever is in the White House can only do what the House and the Senate supports them in. So if they don't support whatever programs they come up with, they just out the water.
All right. So we say
it's not all contributed to the president.
All right. So it just makes no difference then?
No, not really.
All right. So what from like the options then? So compared to like last month, are your feelings towards the Democratic Party much more favorable, somewhat more favorable? It doesn't make no difference because, your opinions haven't changed. You still feel the same way about them. All right, thank you.
It doesn't make a difference because I like Joe Biden, too.
All right, thank you. So do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
By a lot.
All right. So when it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, by a little, by some, or not at all?
By a lot.
A lot? All right, thank you. So for each of the following traits, I'd like if you could tell me if you think this describes Vice President Kamala Harris, and if you think this really describes her, somewhat describes her a little bit, or it does not describe her at all. And the first one is a political insider.
By a lot.
Represents the Black community.
By a lot.
Fights for people of color.
By a lot.
Early trailblazer in the LGBTQ policy.
Three.
All right, so that'd be like it describes her a little bit then?
No, moderately. So what would be that, a four?
This one isn't really working by numbers. It's more in categories. So it's like this really describes her, this describes her somewhat, this describes her a bit, or this really does not describe her.
It describes her somewhat.
All right, thank you. What about governs with kindness and compassion?
Describes her somewhat.
Locked up people that should not have been.
Lots of people should not have what?
Locked up people that should not have been. So, meaning she has locked up people that shouldn't have been locked up.
I'm not going to say that. I don't really know any of the background of that stuff when she was a prosecutor, so I can't really speak on it.
All right, I understand. I'm no worries. So, last one is progressive.
A lot.
All right, thank you. So now I would like to tell you more about Vice President Kamala Harris. And for each one, if you could please tell me if each kind of these statements make you much more favorable.
How much longer is this going to take?
Well, we're almost done. We're about 80% done with the survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time this far. I know it's like a little bit long, but I do want to thank you again so much for your time. So for each of the statements, if you could please tell me if these make you much more favorable towards her, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, or does this make no difference? Like you still think of her as the same, it just
much
makes absolutely
favorable.
No difference. All right, so but the first statement is, Kamala has consistently been rated the most progressive member of the Senate for her voting record, ahead of Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren.
Much more favorable.
Kamala is an absolute trailblazer. The first African-American and woman elected as district attorney for San Francisco, attorney general of California, the first African-American to represent California in the Senate, and now she is the first African-American woman to be nominated for vice president by a major political party.
Much more favorable.
As a CA attorney general, Kamala refused to defend California's Proposition 8 that banned the same-sex marriage and fought to bring it into Supreme Court to win marriage equality nationwide.
Much more favorable.
Kamala is literally a child of protest and activism. Her parents were both activists and met in a black study group at UC Berkeley, known as the Afro-American Association.
Much more favorable.
Kamala created Open Justice, an online platform that makes abuses of power and death at the hand of police officers available to the public to improve police accountability.
Much more favorable.
All right, thank you. So could you please rate your level of motivation again for voting this year's elections based on everything you just heard? So being 0, you're not motivated at all to vote, and a 10, meaning you're extremely motivated to vote?
I'm motivated to vote.
A, would that be extremely? So like a 10?
Extremely.
All right, thank you. So once again, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel like the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you on a scale of 0 to 10?
About a 6.
A 6,
they,
all right.
They don't have that much power, about a 6, because like I told you, even with the president, unless she has the House or he has the House and the Senate backing them, stuff goes nowhere, so.
All right, thank you. So I know it's still, again, a long way off, but if elections for the November 2024 president were held today, for who would you vote for?
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. All right, thank you. And would that be because you want to vote for her or against Donald Trump?
No, it's because I want to vote for her.
All right. And do you trust
Kamala? I like the policies that she and Biden have.
All right, thank you. So do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, a little, or not at all?
By a lot.
All right. And when it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust her to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
Some. Since she was a prosecutor, I'm for sure she would take each case as a case-to-case basis.
All right. So would you say you trust her a lot then?
I trust her a lot to do the right thing, yeah.
All right. Thank you. So now from which of the following would you say are the main sources you get your news from?
I can't stay on the phone much longer with this.
Oh, we're almost done. We're 95% done. So there's surely only very little questions left. So would you say you get your news mostly from, like, local radio or network news or TikTok, or where do you get your news from?
From the news.
All right. Would that be, like,
TV.
From – all right.
TV.
Would that be – all right, thank you. So would that be local TV news?
Yes.
All right. Do you happen to get any from, like, Fox News or CNN or network news or just local?
No, ABC.
ABC. All right, thank you. So are you in a group chat for text communication with others?
Yes, I
am. All right. And in those groups, how often have the presidential elections come up recently in those group chats? Would you say, like, very often, somewhat
often?
Not often,
because we don't talk about that.
All right. So in politics...
They know how I feel. I know how they feel. So we don't talk about that.
All right, thank you. So in politics today, do you consider yourself to be Democrat, Independent, or Republican?
Democrat.
And would you say you're a strong Democrat or a not strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
All right. And back in the 2020 general elections for president, for who did he vote for?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. All right. What is the highest level of school you have completed?
Some college.
Some college. All right. And what is your marital status?
I got another call. I got to go.